questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Why, dear Sheikh, do we say that the biggest miracle that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, he brought was the Holy Quran? What kind of a miracle is it? Because seemingly it is just a book. Or is it because it speaks of the future and it has some sort of hidden knowledge that we cannot see? Because if it speaks of the future, then everybody would be a Muslim, perhaps, dear Sheikh, if we have a book that can predict the future. But seemingly it is just a book, and Muslims, we say that it is the biggest miracle of the Prophet and of Islam, naturally. But isn't it just a book at the end of the day, dear Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why Noble Quran is a miracle? You know that, as you mentioned, one of the miracles of Noble Prophet Muhammad is the Noble Quran. But still, I'm wondering that unfortunately some people, they do not have enough study about the verses of Noble Quran. They are not aware of the verses. And if they go to the verses, they want to quickly understand it, check it out, and, you know, they do not go to the depth of the issues of Noble Quran, because we are talking about the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about divine word. These are not man-made.
Right.
These are not, for example, translation or a novel. These are words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why we are sometimes ignorant of the verse of Noble Quran, and we think that if it is a miracle, it has to be something, for example, talking about one interesting future news.
It must be supernatural. It must be super science fiction, like spaceships and stuff like that. It must be interesting, Sheikh.
Yes.
It mustn't be boring.
You know, I want to say that even in the verse of Noble Quran, still we have some news about the future. According to one narration of Imam Ali, he said that Allah inna fihi ilmu ma ya'ti wal hadith anil madi. Verse of Noble Quran has some information about the future events, about the past events. Wa dawa'u da'ikum. It has some cure for your illnesses. I'm talking about the maybe spiritual illnesses. وَنَظْمُ بَيْنَكُمْ. And he's talking about the system of life, how to live, how to have, for example, different systems. I mean, political system, individual system, and anything related to this life. Whatever we need into this life, Noble Quran talks about those issues. And let me add one point. Actually, about the why Noble Quran is a miracle, it has different dimensions. One of the dimensions is about whatever demands that you have, okay? If you put it to the verse of Noble Quran, if you deliver it to the verse of Noble Quran, you can benefit some lessons, take some lessons from the verses of Noble Quran, whatever demand and needs that you have. For example, you are an expert in one field of study. You have some expertise, you have some demands, you know, the demands are different.
Right.
If you put it and if you offer it to the verse of Noble Quran, you find and you take some lessons from that. And it is miracle from the verse of Noble Quran. We have a lot of cases, for example, a physician went to the verse of Noble Quran, studied, and he benefited the most from the verse of Noble Quran. It depends on your expertise. Some politicians, they have taken and driven some lessons from the verse, some beneficial and fundamental lessons from the verses of Noble Quran. You know, it depends on your needs, And on whatever, you know, requirement that you have, if you deliver it to the verses, you benefit the most from these verses of Noble Quran.
So basically, Sardar Sheikh, you come to the Quran, you have a problem, you're looking for an answer. And whatever answer you're looking for or you require, you will find it in the Quran.
Exactly. In one narration, we have Al-Quranu Ma'adubatullah. فَتَعَلَّمُوا مَأْدُبَتَهُ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ Noble Quran actually is prepared food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's kind of banquet of Allah, which foods are available. So you have to go to that and make the most from these beautiful verses of Noble Quran. Actually, we know that verses of Noble Quran has revealed for the prosperity of human being. Okay, بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ وَحُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ Main purpose of the verses of Noble Quran is a guidance of human being and providing prosperity both in this life and hereafter.
And because it is a guidance and we say Islam is a timeless religion, it's universal, naturally what follows is that the Quran is also timeless and universal.
Exactly. But sometimes it has some indication to the scientific fact. I would like my dear listeners to visit, because we have many website in this regard, Quran and Science. Please check it. Many scholars, they have worked on the issue of Quran and Science. We have a lot of magazines in this regard, have done a great job in this regard. Look at the scientific fact that Noble Quran has indicated. So actually, I said that the main purpose of Noble Quran is not scientific issue, rather it's a guidance, as I mentioned, right, of human being and providing prosperity. But sometimes it has some indications to the scientific issues, and it has been proven. I do not want to go to the examples of that, but we have plenty examples of Quranic, mentioning Quranic verses about the scientific
issues. The creation of a fetus, the whole thing about the universe,
many
the solar system. You can find it readily available on the internet.
Yes, they can easily check and benefit the most from these beautiful verses.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Another point that we have is about the, you know, sublime teachings of the verses of Noble Quran. That's وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach us what you did not know. It means that even after maybe centuries, you cannot know that. It is not the ability of human being, within the capacity of human being, to understand many things. For example, about the beginning of creation, of course we have some theory in this regard, but it's still the not proven one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked and about the beginning of the creation of human being, about the Genesis, about the day of judgment, about the purpose of life. These are very important and, of course, complicated one for the many people. About the ethical issues, we have a lot of sublime ethical issues. And you cannot believe it, my dear brother and sister, my dear audience, that how beautiful and how amazing verses we have about the sublime ethical issues and morality of the verses of Noble Quran. Nowhere else, believe it, you cannot find such issues. I wish I had time to expand on this issue.
Right.
And you know that, you know, we are living in the time of the relativism of ethics. Okay, maybe one of the most recent idea about the ethics is about the relativism of that. We are talking about, for example, You know, some few ideas about the ethical issues, that, you know, ethics is for your individual realm of life, is only for your interaction with people.
Or as you said, it is relative. What is bad and evil for you can be good for somebody else.
Please, please compare these ethical issues that we have in the day of modernity or post-modernity with sublime Quranic ethical issue. If you do some moments to have this kind of comparison, I believe that yourself you confess that the Noble Quran is a miracle, because they are incomparable. You cannot do any comparison between that, because the sublimity of the moral issues in the verse of Noble Quran, you cannot compare it with these, you know, man-made ideas about the ethical issues.
But here a question arises, dear Sheikh, because for one, the Quran is in Arabic. Two, it is in formal Arabic, which means that not everyone can just open up the holy book of the Quran and read and understand. Either you're not Arabic, or you are Arabic, and you do not have that, you do not understand everything that is said in the Quran. So, we know that there is knowledge in the Quran, but if I do not speak Arabic, I do not understand Arabic at a sufficient level, how will I then also reap the benefits of reciting the Quran?
You know that, first of all, verses of Noble Quran has been revealed into Arabic language, but this Arabic is totally different from the ordinary and formal Arabic that we have. I want to say that one of the aspects of the miracle of Noble Quran is that fasaha and balagha.
How eloquent it is, exactly.
How eloquent.
We cannot describe it, but that's the problem, Sheikh.
How can I describe this issue? Yeah, but in a highest level of eloquency of the Arabic literature. Of course, it's Arabic,
right,
but very total and very unique Arabic.
Of course, but then how, again, we go back to my question, how would somebody not Arabic also reap the benefits of this?
I know.
Because the translation is not the same at all.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to describe and has to reveal his verses into one language. He has to choose one language. And one of the best languages is Arabic, actually, because it has a lot of privileges comparing to other languages of that. I want to say that even if you are, for example, English-speaking people, I don't know, Turkish-speaking, any language that you can, you have, you can easily go to the verses of Noble Quran and benefit from it. Of course, you had to have minimum understanding of Arabic literature in order to benefit from that.
So we're actually telling people to study Arabic first.
Exactly, because you need this idea to understand the language itself.
Right.
Okay.
Because you also said you need to have a level of expertise.
Yes.
So you need to have language and also ma'rifah, knowledge, because you cannot go in blindly and just seek knowledge.
About the level of expertise, for those people who want to have unique understanding of the verse of Noble Quran.
Okay.
It was different. But if you hada bayanun linnat, this is clarification for all people, for all generations.
So everybody will find an answer, regardless of
everybody, even the ordinary people, common people, you can benefit the most from the verse of Noble Quran, from all generations. But at least you have to have minimum understanding of language.
Right.
You know, because after all, we are human being. There is no other choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to choose one language, and the best one is the Arabic language. And easily they can go and, you know, understand the verses of Noble Quran.
So, Sheikh, one of the many questions that are often asked about the Quran, because we say it is universal, everything, all kinds of knowledge comes from the Quran. Some ask, is then everything mentioned in the Quran, is all knowledge mentioned in the Quran? Because they would say, like, 4 times 4 is not mentioned in the Quran, and that is a form of knowledge, mathematical knowledge. But do we then say that no, everything is mentioned in the Quran, or how do we go on about answering this conception?
Before answering your question, let me add one thing to the previous one. Actually, we have a lot of translations of the verse of the Quran provided. In any languages that you imagine, you can have the translation. I know that translation is not the best choice, but at least you can have some minimum understanding of this issue.
In short, dear Sheikh, this is the aspect of the Quran that we cannot do the decipher or understand, but only an infallible source or an expert authority may get some
result. Some of the levels of the Noble Quran, some butun, okay, layers of Noble Quran, maybe we are not capable of understanding that. But after all, all people can benefit from the appearance of the verses of Noble Quran. And of course, we have translation provided for those people.
Dear Sheikh, I would love to continue this discussion, but we are unfortunately out of time.
I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and sharing with us his knowledge.
My pleasure.
And I also thank you, the dear listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husainin wa Hasan. Li Aliin وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محب لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن